It'll be Uzan looking over, got the call from Kelvin Sampson. Now peering in. Inbound comes into the corner. Cryer for three, and he hits the three in the corner to stretch it to 10. 40 to 30. Houston with its largest lead.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Out to the top of the key in the right-hand offensive zone to Clayton. Three on the right wing. Got it. What a time for Clayton's first three of the night. Knotted at 60. Coming up on three to play for the national title.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
6 seconds to go. 5 seconds to Sharp. Top of the key. Lost the dribble. He's got to pick it up. It's scooped up by Condon. Condon secures it, and Florida found a way from 12 down to the school's third national championship in men's basketball. 65-63, the final. The Florida Gators are the national champions once again.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
Are we up? Are we hot? Are we live?
We're hot. We're live. We're here. We're ready to go. Nice little night in sports last night. For a Monday night, I had three screens going at one time last night.
How about that?
Three screen Monday nights are pretty few and far between this time of year.
Hey, real quick, Swag, are you efforting YouTube? Is that what you're doing over there, Swag?
Yeah, I think we're trying to get it fired up, ready to go.
Yeah, I'm checking it.
Okay, real quick, could you take a quick pause from what you're doing? I know you're trying to help the show, and I appreciate you for that. Could you guys do me a favor? Raise your hand if your team didn't lose a Major League Baseball game yesterday.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, let's take a step further. Raise your hand if your team wasn't shut out in a Major League Baseball game yesterday.
The Braves won a game yesterday?
They didn't play.
Yeah, they didn't.
Bitch. Yeah. Shut out by the Reds. Yeah. Yikes.
There you go.
Hunter Green was really good last night. That was actually fun to watch. He's a guy that I kind of forget about from time to time, and then I'm like, dude, this guy pumps 100 miles an hour constantly, has a nasty breaking ball. How is he not better than this?
I will be honest with you. I think about 50% of the time of my life spent, I forget who Hunter Green is.
Hunter Green, he's the number one pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. What the hell is the matter with you? How are you not up on your Cincinnati Reds stats facts?
I loved that you did this not long ago. You said, because I admitted I didn't know who Nolan Arenado was.
Yeah. There's some random names out there that you don't know unless you play like fantasy baseball or MLB The Show. You don't know these names.
Well, I think it blew your mind in the moment. You were like, what?
How do you not know that guy?
And then we did a poll question about it. Anyways, who would Hunter Green be the equivalent in the NBA to?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because I hear what you're saying.
Young guy.
Yeah.
Here's the analogy,
like
I'll give you.
Paolo Banchero?
I think he's better than that. I'm going to give you an analogy. Now, this is bad because the team is a lot better.
Bam Adebayo.
But this is like a hoophead, non-hoophead thing because I don't watch them very often.
And well, you're basketball dirt.
I am basketball dirt. We all know that. But occasionally, I'm not basketball dirt. And in the times I'm not basketball dirt, I would say it's the level of player that Evan Mobley has risen to.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm like, I don't view him that way. But he might end up making he's likely going to be second team All NBA.
Hunter Green
year.
Could be a Cy Young guy.
Like, he's that good, yeah. But the difference is the Reds have not been very good, and the Cavs are now good, so he's going to get his moment to shine in the playoffs.
But you can win a Cy Young on a bad team.
You very well can win a Cy Young on a bad team.
Felix Hernandez.
But I think that's the comp I would give you, where it's like, you probably know the name, or people have heard the name, but you don't quite realize how talented he is. Okay. Although, his career hasn't fully come, he was one of the top prospects in baseball. I think number one overall pick, if I'm not mistaken, back in the day. He's only 25.
Well, the name on that team
is
Cruz.
Yes, it is.
That's the number one
that's
guy.
The name, that's the name
when
that
of the Reds.
When you think of the Reds, that's the first name that comes up.
Okay, Evan Mobley, I like that comp.
You like that comp?
That's not bad.
Pretty solid comp.
Sorry you got shut out by him.
That's okay. You know, we won 7 in a row. 9-2 is all right. Still tied for
you
first.
You guys were too hot. You need to cool down.
Look, every once in a while, you got to lose a game. You know, every once in a while, you got to drop one just to keep everybody honest. We can't just run away with the thing 2 weeks into the season.
Dude, yesterday I was running open gym. And I also, so this is the funniest thing. My team is basically a bunch of 13, 14-year-olds.
Spring basketball season is here.
Spring basketball.
I'm still weirded out by this. Just a weird thing.
What do you mean?
Spring basketball.
I left practice, and it was 8:33.
Yeah.
And I was at Nelson High School, and across from the high school is a bunch of baseball fields with turf. Like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they do soccer and baseball over there. And I came out and I looked across the street and I saw practice or games or whatever was happening.
It's baseball season.
And I thought, Yep.
Yeah.
I'm so glad my kids don't like that sport. I do not want to sit outside right now.
Yeah, coaching baseball this time of year is not fun.
See, at least coaching, you're at least mentally engaged.
That's true. You're involved with the team.
Yeah, the weather can suck, but like you're so engaged in teaching and seeing them get better. When you're not coaching, just sitting in a wet-ass chair and you're watching them strike
out. Who goes to practice? Do parents go to practice? Is that a thing now?
Yeah.
Why do they go to practice?
You know,
if you're not coaching, what the hell are you doing to practice?
If you have younger kids, I mean, you're going to have to take them back. It's not like they're driving themselves. So what are you going to do?
When I was a kid, yeah. My parents would never like my dad coached my baseball team. So he would obviously be there for those. But like football practice and basketball practice, I'd get dropped off and picked up.
I would say the difference is, did your dad project onto you that you should be going to the NFL?
No, he did not.
OK, well, the parents that hang around and watch all the practices,
I think they learn pretty quickly. I'm going to be a tiny guy and I don't think I'm going to have a chance to go pro in professional sports.
You think they learned that right away?
I think pretty quickly they were like, yeah, he didn't get the height gene. You didn't get that.
You get the dad that's like not coaching, but is kind of coaching behind the fence. Johnny, choke up! Choke up, Johnny! Like looking away, but like saying it very loudly.
Yeah,
Get your stance!
This is all new to me. When I helped coach my nephew's baseball team 2 years ago, he was in what grade would it have been? First grade. So, I mean, it's like first year kids pitch, kind of like it's early on.
Sure.
Very elementary baseball level. Like, can we just throw strikes? And eventually, if you can't, the coaches will come in and pitch kind of thing. I think there was maybe one dad that watched practice, and that was it. Everybody else dropped their kids off and got the hell out of there. They went and ran errands. You went and got groceries.
Yep.
Now, maybe it's a neighborhood thing. Like, how long does it take you to get to the practice field? Because if that's a bit of a drive from your house, then I understand. They're only like an hour-long practice. But if it's in your relative neighborhood, like, dude, go do something else.
Well,
sit outside and watch practice.
Yesterday was my open gym, and so I had some kids that had, like, soccer after. So their parents just hung because it was, like, a little less than an hour.
From one sport to the other, man.
I don't know how they do it. I commend them.
I don't get it.
But, like, practices tonight, and that's 2 hours, no parents hang out.
Good.
It's, like, a completely empty. It's just me and the kids.
Get them the hell out of there.
Basketball, and that's all it is.
Yeah, it's you're the coach.
But I get there, and one of the kids on my team is panicking.
Uh-oh.
She's like, hey, coach, do you know the score? And I go, the score?
I got $5,000 riding up Florida.
She goes, between Florida and Houston. And I said, Houston was winning at half. I actually caught the whole first half.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to open gym, but I have YouTube TV on my phone. And I said, Houston's winning at the half. And she goes, oh, no. And so we start playing basketball, and we're running 3-on-3s, and we're playing, and, like, she's occasionally stopping. And then it gets to a point where the game is probably 9 minutes left, and now she is asking to watch this because she has now told me she has $20 riding on this against the kid in her school.
$20 riding on the game.
And he had Houston, and she had Florida, and Florida's down, and I'm like, Houston's up 8! And she's just, like, And I'm like, I don't know if her parents have any idea. I don't know if she's like gambling on the side.
Good for this kid, man. And this kid's going places. Make her the captain of the team immediately.
I'm pretty sure she goes to a religious school too.
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to get in trouble.
Now we're talking.
But it's like, Houston's up 4. There's 3 minutes left. And it's just like panic. And we're watching the end of this game together, and Florida ends up winning, and it's like, we'll get to the end of the whole thing, but
sure,
she's just like, yes. And I just look at it, she's one of my shorter players.
What are we talking, 12 years old, 13 years
old?
She's 13 years old.
And I'm looking at her in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, you're gonna be a degenerate.
You degenerate. What'd you hear? This thing here is called the DraftKings app, and you can bet on anybody you want.
She rode the wild wave of sports gambling yesterday.
Yes!
She experienced it all. Down 12. Down 3.
This bet's over. Florida's cooked. They know show tonight. Damn
up
it.
1. Game saving up and down call. Like,
Houston's got a shot to win the game. Uh-oh. How are they going to do?
And then a teammate of hers, like her and her whole family all had Houston in their bracket. And she's just like, we all had Houston. We all had them.
Oh, no. They had a lead. What happened in the game?
I'm so sorry for you and Will Ortner out there who lost $1,300 on that play.
I love seeing when the degenerate nature takes over at a young age.
I don't know if I should be happy.
I'm rooting on this kid, man. $20 riding with a kid at school. Who didn't have those little bets on the side when you're a kid?
$20 is pretty steep.
$20 for a 13-year-old is pretty steep. Yeah. I'd probably keep it around $5 when I was in 6th or 7th grade, but you'd always do that for Oregon State games.
We were inner city school kids. These are Happy Valley kids.
It's true. The environment's changed a little bit.
20 is 5 to them.
Inflation. From when we were kids, $5 is essentially 20 now. You're rounding up for inflation there.
Yesterday, I came in here, and I sat down, and I kid you not, right where my phone is by my mic, there was a crisp $5 bill folded.
Ooh.
And I saw that, and I came in, and I was like,
finders keepers.
Yeah, that's random. I just left it. So I get up, and I see Dusty comes in a little early yesterday, and I'm talking with Dusty, and I'm leaving. And as I'm leaving, Dusty grabs the five and goes, "Hey, is this yours?" And I go, "I didn't bring that in.
Not my five.
I have no idea if that's from the weekend. I don't know if that's yours, if it's Isaac playing some weird Are You a Thief game that he can then play in the club."
Yeah,
and
how
say,
long will the $5 last in the studio?
Can you believe this person took $5?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with this person? You know, he likes to play those games.
There's a nanny cam set up waiting to catch you red-handed. An alarm's going to go off when you walk out of the studio.
And I tell Dusty, no. And he goes, "Well, it was here when I got here Friday."
Ah.
And then aha, light bulb. And I went, "Dude, I know I just said it wasn't.
Now it's yours."
No, but I reached in my pocket. Swag was in here.
I was witnessing. Witness. The whole thing.
We got a witness.
Reached in my pocket, and I went, "You know what's weird is a couple days prior, I had went into a pocket, and I don't know where it came from, but I had a ton of cash. And in that cash of crisp bills was largely $5. So I pull out of my pocket, and I slam it on the table, and there's a 10, and there's like $4 $5 bills.
Look at you, Moneybag Sprague.
Crisp, and he grabs the five, and he goes, "Yep.
Yeah.
Same consistency." Same, and I go,
"It came out of
bill.
The same ATM."
I go, "Maybe I had put it down, and Friday
you must have
I
had some cash
one.
When you went to Bend or something."
I don't remember.
No?
It was in a pocket of something I hadn't worn in a while.
If I just randomly you find
there
cash
you
in a pocket.
Like $30.
That's a good. That's a good feeling right there.
So I was like, "You know what? You guys are all witness to this. I think I'm going to take it.
I'm going to claim that five because
it's probably my five.
I think that's
if
my five.
If there's any nonsense later in the day, Dusty and I are witnesses."
Well, Dusty goes, "Well, I asked Isaac, and Isaac said, I don't mess with fives."
Yeah.
And I grabbed the five from Dusty, and I go, "You tell Isaac, I mess with fives.
Mess with fives. Give me that five.
All right. All right, YouTube
is
up. However, it has us labeled as primetime today.
Okay, there you go.
Ahoy!
Don't do this.
Apparently, the app that runs the streamer had updates overnight that needed to be
updated.
Usually
the way that it works. Usually the way that it goes.
It's a reason we're the only radio show on the station that has to deal with this. Even the weekend shows come in, I don't think
they because when stuff happens overnight, nobody's
Saturday
here.
Show doesn't deal with this.
No, they don't. The Golf in the Northwest is always labeled Golf in the Northwest.
I don't think Joe and Rashad have to deal with this. Are we literally the only show that has to be labeled?
Hey, 229.
I'm asking a question.
229.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, you're borderline.
I'm asking.
Borderline insubordinate right now.
I'll see
borderline insubordinate.
I'll see in the break if I can start.
Our boss is retired.
I know our boss is retired. He's got another week.
Trouble.
He's going to bring that ruler in and smack
in
your hand
anymore.
After the show today. You stop your bitching over there.
This
all right?
is like.
You'd be thankful for this job.
This would be as if you called somebody's parent in because your substitute got sick. Like, there's nothing our boss can do this week.
That's
He's
pretty
done.
True. That is pretty true. Yeah. Where is that on the all-time checkout rate?
It's,
because vacation checkout,
this.
We've been over this on vacation checkout, like the day before we're going, especially if it's a big vacation, you're here, but you're not here. Like, you're here, you're having fun.
Yeah,
I don't care about sports.
If there's an airplane involved in your travel,
your
head is elsewhere.
I don't want to be mean, and I don't want to betray any trust, but like, he really tried the other day. I go, let's be real. Can we just be honest? You're done.
You're checked out.
I'm checked out if I'm you.
Yeah.
I'm being 2 weeks left. Yeah. I'm checked out, but I'm here.
You got 4 days of work left.
He did the boss thing.
A lot of thank yous.
Well, Brandon, I'm making
Not
sure
there
the
yet.
Table's set before and all the dishes are clean. The Jell-O must jiggle.
He's handing off a lot of stuff.
No, I, yeah. But also,
But yeah.
Last week.
I mean, it's the last week. It's not a vacation. It's your last week of work.
There's a lot of stuff he's not concerned
Even
about.
Your no. level of care.
You get an email from corporate this week, you're just going to go ahead and I'm going to sweep that one into a folder that I don't need to respond
Sorry,
to.
Sorry, didn't get that. Sorry. It's Thursday. I'm done tomorrow.
What are you going to do? Fire me?
It's getting passed on to somebody else. Yeah. It's like, you guys might want to take a look at this.
I'm going to go ahead and forward that on. Yeah. Anybody else want to read this and respond to it?
I did appreciate just, Brandon, easy. I have a lot to take care of before I'm out of here.
I'm still locked in and engaged every day.
The I's need to be dotted and those T's need to be crossed.
Dude, that was a pretty depressing story. We talked about our boss who is retiring. He's a diehard Duke fan. His dad was a professor at Duke for a long time. He was going to go to the national championship game if they won.
His wife and his son.
Our new boss, they all lined it up.
He's a Duke diehard. He grew up in Durham. He grew up there, okay? He is not like some bandwagon Duke fan.
No.
He's not a Yankee, Dodger, Cowboy Duke fan.
Bleeds it through and through. And he just lost a member of his family not long ago. So it's like a kind of a big emotional tournament for him.
Yeah.
Duke's really stinking good. People are kind of like, hey, kind of like your team. And he's not. He's like, what? Me?
Me?
Not used to it. And his wife and his son, as a congratulations on a great career, were going to pay for him to go to San Antonio. And they got him national championship tickets and an airline ticket and a rental car.
He's going to fly to San Antonio and go to the title game.
Imagine you find out that was all in your future, and man, does that choke job hit a little harder.
Thankfully, they told him after the game, because if you know that while the meltdown's happening, it's 10 times worse. It's a gut punch to find out afterwards, too. It doesn't make it that much easier, but knowing that, watching them blow that lead, of like you're already mentally there. 10-point game with, 8 minutes to go, whatever it was, you're on that bird. You're on that bird to San Antonio, ready to go.
That was, I will say this, that was the first time in my entire existence as a human being, first time, in my head, I thought, damn, man, I wish Duke would have won.
First time.
You will never hear me say that again for any other person in my life. That is the only time I've ever, in my brain, when he was telling me that story, thinking, damn, man, I wish Duke would have won. That's sad.
I had that thought the final 90 seconds of the game when Houston couldn't even get a shot off. I had that thought. You know what would be nice here? A competent offense.
At least Cooper Flagg would have shot a fadeaway.
A player that can get a shot off. And, you know, I know Duke didn't make a field goal, but they
Proctor
were at least
would have thrown one over the backboard.
He would have chucked one over the backboard. He would have tried.
Not even let's get into it. Not even a shot?
No.
Not even a shot?
Is that good or bad?
We'll start there. We have a lot to get to. We are live on YouTube, but we're called Primetime today, so sorry.
What'd it do?
I'm going to fix that in a break.
Okay. You know how to fix that?
We'll find out.
I'll try.
The confidence went from like, oh, he's going to fix it, to he has no idea.
I know where I go in and type things.
You're
I know what it tells me, whether or not it registers.
You're like me with a leaky toilet. I'm just playing with the
you just jiggle the handle.
Jiggling the handle.
Just jiggle the handle. That'll fix it every time.
Stop.
Wait, I don't hear it anymore.
Is the chain wrapped up?
Right.
Here's the situation.
Put my hand on that water. Is that pee water? I don't know what I'm doing there.
I think that's pee water. I think
that's
you're okay
the water
there.
Before it goes
but
into the
bowl. But don't you think that's pee water?
It feels like gross water because it's in a toilet.
It's not anything I drink, I'll tell you that.
Only in desperate times.
You're not putting your hand in the toilet bowl, though. I think you're okay.
Be like a dog who's really thirsty. Where's Brandon?
What? What are you doing?
Drinking out of the toilet
again. Don't look at me.
Damn it, Sprague.
I'm parched.
I'm parched. In times, man. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to today. We got a mail sack. We got Mike Richmond for the ticker because Big Blazer News dropped like immediately after the show.
Of course it did.
Like 9 o'clock. They knew exactly when we signed off the air.
They didn't want old Angry Pants McGee yelling on
Mr.
the air.
Angry Pants.
Live on the breaking news. You got to make me wait a day and sit on it.
It'd be funny if somebody in the facility. Mr. Angry Pants off radio. He's off the radio. Release the information.
Time for the media dump.
Let's start with the tournament. Not even a shot attempt. We'll start there next on The Fan. To not even have a shot attempt. I don't know if I would have even thought about this until yesterday. Dirt, I think that is in my maybe top five most disappointing things you could get from watching a sporting event.
Yeah, all that build up, it's a 2-point game. Florida can't foul, so you gotta You got to guard them straight up. If you're up by three and they got to inbound the ball, you can foul them and send them to the free throw line and play that game. You know you're going to get a tying shot or a game-winning shot, and then you don't get a tying shot or a game-winning shot. It's one thing to have Proctor throw one over the backboard, and you're like, well, that didn't really have a chance. At least it's mildly entertaining. To not even get a look, that's one of the worst end-of-game possessions that I've ever seen. I was literally trying to think in my head last night, in my entire life of watching basketball, how many times have you seen somebody go up for a shot, not like double pump or pass it to some, like put the ball back on the floor? And there's not many examples in my head.
I remembered it, and I think Swag can back me up here. Houston did it against Duke. The Wilson guy.
Yeah.
He had an up and down. He went up. And his foot came off the ground, and he had to put the ball down, and they called him for the traveling.
And you can't touch it. I haven't seen that happen. Maybe can count on one hand the number of times I've seen that happen in a basketball game.
Yeah, it happened in Houston's comeback.
It happened, didn't it?
Yeah, he actually came back down or dribbled it and got called for traveling.
Yeah, because his foot came off the ground.
So
yeah,
at least
foot stays on.
Houston player knew he couldn't touch it, and he was trying to shield the guy off because there was still time for somebody to grab it. But
I mean, you got
it.
That's great defense.
It was great defense.
I also didn't think that was a great play.
Why are they hunting threes?
They wanted to win.
They wanted to go for the win.
They wanted the win. I don't blame them. We can disagree on that, and that's like a little thing to disagree with. I don't know, man. Sharp was pretty bad yesterday.
Yeah.
Not that any of them were good.
There was a lot of bad three-point shooting. Clayton was throwing up bricks early in the first half.
The start of that game was exactly what I was afraid of.
It was a rock fight.
It was just, it was like clank, clank, backboard only. And you're like, oh, my God, these kids are playing with too many nerves.
Yeah, this is way too tight.
Too much juice, too much
way
adrenaline.
Way too much juice, man.
Yeah, you get that early in title games. I knew it was going to be ugly. And as painful as it was for Houston to have that game end that way, my first thought, honestly, was it reminded me of, remember the year in the NFL playoffs where it felt like there was a streak of every time a team won a game that they shouldn't win, they would go on to lose in heartbreaking fashion the next week. There was the year, it was the Lions, Cowboys in the wild card round. The Lions got hosed on a bad call. Cowboys won, probably shouldn't have. Cowboys went to Lambeau. That was the Dez catch-no-catch thing.
No catch.
Should have won the game, but they didn't. Packers advanced to the NFC title game. Russell Wilson throws four picks. The Packers got the lead, then can't field an onside kick. Somehow blow that game, but Russell Wilson's a winner. Seattle's like, wait, how did they? What? They're in the Super Bowl? And then you end with the Malcolm Butler interception at the one-yard line. It was like four straight weeks
where
the team.
That's a very good point.
That was Houston. Yeah. They had no business beating Duke.
No.
No business beating Duke on Saturday night.
In retrospect, no.
And they had no business losing that game last night. No business at all with the way that they controlled and the way that they played physical and having that lead, and then just one little lapse, all of a sudden you find yourself down.
What I love about sports too is I actually think it's funny when we're way wrong on stuff, and I'm watching this game and I'm like, well, my take on Clayton and needing to score X amount of points was stupid.
Yeah, they
scored 11 points and they still won.
He was terrible in the game.
Well, they did a good job on him too.
They did.
They said Elijah Martin beat us.
Yeah, defensive teams. When defensive teams can take away something and know what they're doing, it's pretty impressive.
They made Florida play their style of basketball. They dragged them down.
But Florida also, at times when they were able to make runs, they used the bigs running rim to rim. They were able to beat Houston because they were trying to put so much pressure up high on the ball and get traps and hedge over screens. That you'll see Condon was an actual factor when he ran the paint and they were able to throw early lobs, early entries to him before the defense got set.
Our guy,
that was pretty brilliant.
Buddy Martin from Florida, he was on a last week and he was giving us the preview for these games, the final four games, and he said, if they win, Walter Clayton Jr. is the greatest player in Florida history.
And I wonder how that changed.
I'm still stunned by that statement. And he said it's the best Florida team of all time. And I'm like,
yeah, I don't know about that,
man. I don't
know
if Florida fans would pick this team to beat the 07 Florida Gators.
I certainly would not, but I did not watch them as closely as old Buddy Martin did this year. So, to each their own on that opinion, I would not say that's a better team than a group of guys who played together and won multiple national championships with some elite NBA players on the roster. Now, maybe you end up with that on this team. Clayton, I think, has a bright NBA future. We'll see if anybody else does.
He was clutch late, though, when they needed buckets.
Yeah. He hit a big three late. I mean, he finally came up with plays when he needed to.
He was willing to get other guys involved, too. Like, he understood what Houston was doing.
Well, seven assists.
He had the closeout on the Houston shot. Yeah. That was his
three-point shot. Yeah. I wouldn't say that they were better than either that first or second Florida team, especially the second one.
I just, man. I felt so awful for Houston. My kid did too. My kid was watching. We were watching this in the gym.
I mean, you're gonna never live that down. That ending will haunt you in the afterlife.
You lose on a missed shot. You're still devastated. It still hurts. It forever sticks with you.
Yeah.
You lose not even getting a shot up.
Not even getting one up.
Well, in the previous possession, you dribbled it off your knee.
Well, that's kind of my point is like, Sharp was awful.
Yeah.
Every time he shot in the first half, it was a bad miss. And then he got on a smidge in the second half. And then he has that turnover, dribbles into three defenders. What are you doing?
Their last field goal attempt legitimately came with a minute and 25 left in the game.
Yeesh.
They didn't even attempt a field goal in the final 85 seconds of that basketball game.
Well, they didn't get there with their offense. And ultimately not having an offense kind of ruined them.
Kind of summed up Houston a little bit. Hey, we need a competent offense for one possession. Guess what? We don't have a competent offense.
Sasquatch was in the building. We got the play-by-play calls. We'll get to all that next. The national championship reaction. All right, welcome back in. Big news in Blazerland yesterday at 9:04 a.m.
We got a ShamWow moment. What are we calling those now?
ShamWow's pretty good.
ShamWow?
Yeah, it was a product that everybody used to buy.
ShamWow!
You can't say a Shams bomb.
No, you can't go bomb. It's got to be something else. Woj bombs were the thing.
I'm not on social media much anymore. I unfollowed Woj.
I did too.
He tweeted something about, like, donate to my Bonnie's NIL, and I'm like, nah, I'm done with
you. Nah, I don't need to do that. I don't care about
it. Good luck, sir. Thank you for your breaking news efforts. I hope you are actually happy as a human.
Which I'm sure you are.
I am done.
Yeah. I don't need to follow this anymore.
I do not care about, say, Bonaventure.
You don't want updates on the Bonnies? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I will always root for them to lose. I don't. You know, I realize this about me this year. I don't want the Cinderella. I'm done with her.
You're done with Cinderella?
She's overrated. Yeah. She's not even real.
Welcome to the big godmother made her.
There you go.
She's not even a real person.
Not a real person.
She's a poor.
Can't win a national title anyway.
You're just looking for aristocratic debutantes, huh?
You're damn right
I am. We're just wasting our time. We know it's Sister Jean's going to croak eventually. Yeah. Get him out of there, Loyola Chicago.
Well, I guess Todd Golden, I didn't watch much of the post game. I saw Kelvin Sampson's immediate couple interviews. I didn't hear any of Golden's stuff.
You didn't stick around for one shining moment? What is the matter with you?
I mean, I've always told you
one
this.
One shining moment.
I love one shining moment.
One shining moment's the most overrated thing that sports fans pretend to care about.
Beat you down, man.
This year, it had to be the worst one shining moment of all time.
It was not as memorable as past ones.
Oh, but it's so special. It makes me feel so good.
It's nostalgic.
Oh, that's when my bracket busted.
One shining moment. Crying woman.
He only had two game-winning shots the entire time to put in.
Exactly.
Grow up, Peter Pan. Come on, one shining moment.
Move on.
Anyways, I guess Todd Golden was trying to sell that his team was this underrated, scrappy, under-the-radar group.
Nobody gave him a chance.
And I saw, you built that program off the backs of Iona, Beltmon, and FAU.
You're damn right you did.
You shut up, Todd Golden.
You're poaching good players in the transfer portal. That's why you got good. That's why you won a national title. It was very weird. Because I think I stuck around for the immediate on-court interview that he did with the three players. He didn't really know what to say. Kind of, we got the natty.
Yeah.
He called it the natty.
And all I could think about was the allegations preseason. That was it. That's all that I, just looking at him, and he's young, and I'm like, this is just
somebody
weird.
Said it summed up 2025 that
yes,
he's the one that won.
Yeah, it really did.
Can he afford to get some dental work at this point? Those front teeth are kind of jacked up.
Look, I'll give you a take on one shining moment, but you're just attacking a man's look now.
The shot's fired, man.
His front teeth are just...
I didn't really notice his front teeth, to be honest with you.
Something's wrong.
Now I want to look at his picture. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
What's wrong?
There's a bit of a gap there. They're kind of a weird size.
Strahan's got a gap. It's worked out well for him.
His teeth are straight, though. His Golden's aren't, like, all uniformly straight.
Let's connect
with a gap. There's something weird there.
Let's get them together.
Why are you saying there's something weird there?
Come together.
Every time he starts talking, that's all
people don't
I
get
can
braces. Their
stare
teeth
at.
Not tend not to be straight.
What's going on?
I've been there. So get some braces. Do something. But yeah, that's where
Invisalign,
all my,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, Invisalign.
So you can win national championships when you sweep allegations under the rug as a university. We learned that last night.
Just go get those Freddie Freeman veneers.
Exactly.
Those extra large teeth. Those Rex Ryan.
Those Dennis the Menace.
Get a grill at this point.
Hey, I'm Todd Golden.
The Chicklets. Here is. Let's do some radio calls here. Do you want to start with the winners or the losers? Let's
start with the losers.
All right, here's Jeremy Branham on Cougar Radio, Learfield Radio Network, as I say, radio twice there on the final play. This is the final play for Houston.
Seven prior to Sharp. Sharp thought about the three, didn't put the foul. Francis DeConden dies for it. He's going to hold on, and Florida wins. Sharp left his feet, couldn't touch the basketball again. Condon dove on it. Florida wins the national championship.
Just kind of like subtle, to the point, and you can hear just like, are you kidding? Like, he's thinking the same thing we're thinking.
Are you kidding me?
How did that happen?
Not
how
does
that
happen? Shot?
I mean, it sums up college basketball, does it not? Where the games can be compelling, they're close, it's competitive, but it's also ugly to watch.
Here is the other side of that call. Sean Kelly on the Gator Radio Network on that final play.
Back it out to Cryer, front court right. 5 seconds left to Sharp. Sharp spiked the ball. He can't touch it. Condon dives to the deck. Grabs it. That's it. That's it. Chop this one up for the Gators. Chop a national championship for Florida. The orange and blue dream is real for the first time in 18 years. Florida will cut down the nets. Winners of the national championship.
Those poor bastards.
Nah, that's a good call by Sean Kelly, but come
on. That's a pretty good call.
For the first time in 18 years.
Nobody likes Florida. Screw Florida. And one of our listeners pointed this out. This is pretty wild. Mm. I don't think I need to fact check it because I think it's 100% accurate. Because I thought about it, and I'm like, wait a minute.
That also sums up 2025.
Doesn't it? No, I did my own research. Florida's now won three national titles in football and basketball since 1996.
Yes.
Nobody else has won one in both.
That I did
Do they have
see
a baseball title?
Flashed up on the screen. Yeah, they're the first school to win three
in those
football
two
and basketball national
And that's all since 1996. That's not like going back to
right.
1912, you won one. Hey, the Tall Furs got one in 1939.
You're going back to Danny Werfel.
That's in our lifetime. They've won three in basketball and three in football. Nobody else has won one of each.
I'll tell you right now.
Isn't that wild? I would have thought somebody else would have got one in each. I don't know why.
Maybe it's childhood. Maybe it's the logo. Maybe it's the colors. Just I always liked Florida. I wasn't rooting for him last night.
Well, Spurrier was always fun.
Spurrier was fun.
That was a big part of me.
Spurrier
I
in our
State.
Childhood was good.
That I was an anti-Florida State guy.
I mean, you got to pick. If you're going to root for a team, you got to pick sides in a rivalry.
Yeah,
you can't root
Duke,
for
North
Florida.
Carolina come on your TV.
Michigan, Ohio State as a kid, you're going to root for one, not the other.
Michigan.
Yeah, so it's.
The old ball coach.
I was always more of a Florida State guy because of Peter Warrick. Peter Warrick and that title team in 99, was it, that beat Michael Vick? That team did it for me.
I was so mad that that happened. I wanted Mike Vick to win that game so bad.
Michael Vick was fun to watch.
He was, yeah.
It's just wild. That's wild that they've done three in each sport. So, yeah, I'm sorry it's been 18 years since he won one in basketball. What a tough run they've had.
The Sasquatch play, is that this Samson last play of the game?
No, that's him saying,
that was his in-game. That was his in-game interview.
Yeah, sorry, here it is. Here's Samson's. This was the in-game. This is the game had just started, right?
Both teams couldn't make a shot. Yeah, just clank, clank, clank.
Second media timeout. They do the little coach in-game interview.
All right, here's Calvin Samson.
Coach, you're getting it done defensively. Scoreless from the three-point line, though. Is it something they're doing, or how do you have to adjust?
No, it's the same team. I mean, I don't think they made a three yet either. We haven't made a three. It's nerves. It's championship night. It's in the middle of the January against Sasquatch State. I mean, it's national championship. They're going to be nerves. Both teams will settle in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
What conference is Sasquatch State in?
Bert, I was 5-0 against Sasquatch. We won three in overtime. It was a tough road trip, I'll tell you.
They were your cupcake when you were at Seton Hall.
I'll tell you right now, I actually didn't think the tournament was very good this year. I was kind of happy it was done when it was done. I really did love Ian on the call.
Yes.
That crew was awesome.
That was
and
fun.
And, I'm an anti, but, like, I just think the one shining moment is a drastically overplayed, overrated bit. And I know I'm way wrong according to most people. Give me the one shining moment in the NFL playoffs, please. That's the better one shining moment. But if you're to do something like a one shining moment, I need onions. I need the best of Raftery.
Just give me that highlight.
Give
tape.
Me the
I'll
Raftery super cuts of just dropping. That's a ball player. You know what, Bill?
Yeah.
generic, cliche. I totally get what you mean.
I'm right there with you. That shot did have onions, Bill. I'm with you. I made that shot. I thought onions right there. They were awesome. They were the highlight of the tournament. I'm not the biggest college basketball guy. The final four games were all compelling, so we had that at least. They were close. Went down to the wire.
I didn't have an emotional tie. They were good games. I didn't have an emotional tie.
It didn't
feel as good as the games were.
I didn't want Florida to win a title, but I'm not devastated that Houston lost.
As dramatic, and it came down to the final moments, and right there, it wasn't Villanova, North Carolina from a few years ago.
Man.
No.
Right at the buzzer. Oh, it's
Chris
devastating.
Jenkins.
Each side, North Carolina hit the last
5 seconds.
By the way, go back and watch that North Carolina shot. That's what Houston needed to do last night. It was a double pump. Yeah. He went up. The guy was in his way, and he kind of double clutched it and still made. I mean, that's not an easy shot to make, but he get a shot off.
Dude.
How do you not get a shot off?
Isn't he taller than Walter Clayton?
It's like ending a basketball game with blue balls. Now I'm just in pain. Give me a release.
Clayton
here.
Covered a lot of ground.
He did great.
And so he thought he was there, and then he saw Clayton coming.
Stop shining that turd. That was a horrible ending to that basketball game. They didn't even get a shot off.
You really don't like defense, do you?
It was 17 seconds, and they couldn't get a shot.
Defense.
17 seconds. And they didn't attempt a field goal.
Well, they should have gone to the rim.
Exactly.
And
so it was bad. Why didn't they do that?
One shiny moment.
You romanticize college basketball, and I get it. Florida had 30 points with 10 minutes to go in that game.
Well, he works in college basketball.
It just was, God, I'm so glad it's over.
It's terrible.
I'm so glad it's over.
He's got to be honest.
It's Masters week now. Can we move on? Joe Cronin got extended.
He did get extended.
What was the
highlight package? Slapping the floor because it was just defense with no good offense?
They had the buzzer beater from the play-in game because that was the only fun play of the entire tournament. Remember the court-long pass?
The vicious Houston dunk in the first half.
Oh, man, I remember that. Derek Queen, Colorado State. How could we ever forget?
Oh, God, it's great.
One shining moment.
It was so good.
You're probably one of those weirdos who cries during it, aren't you?
It's over.
Didn't cry.
I have you in your skivvies just crying as we're shining moments.
Sitting in his boxers, shirtless. He's got a whiskey in his hand.
I did have a man.
It's a whiskey neat.
I was trying to solve the...
Don't go, college basketball! Don't go!
Trying to solve the chipmunks on our other station.
Well, that's a different issue.
Somebody said Michigan won it, but they did. The caveat was 1996, since 1996. So Michigan won their basketball title. I mean, teams have won both.
Ohio State's won both.
Like, teams have done... The caveat was since 96.
Nobody has three of each.
Nobody's got three of each.
Period. Point blank.
Period.
That was the graphic that CBS put up at the end of the game.
Okay. We will get to Joe Cronin's extension. I will put a pause in the college basketball. I can tell Dirt really wants to dive back into it. Do you got more on it? Because I don't know if I do.
No.
What a bummer of an ending. Florida wins. They're the best team.
They won a national title. I want to play this fun game.
Okay.
Because this is what I love about. We all pretend. Swag's all in. Like, oh, this is the greatest sporting event in mankind's ever created. I'm going to go back at some point during the show and do something with you and see how much we remember.
Oh, quiz.
When did I say the tournament's the greatest sporting event ever?
Yeah, you just said it. That's what you always say.
You said it with your eyes.
You said it with your eyes. Said it with your emotions.
He said it with your soul.
It's great defense.
I said, you hate defense. There's no appreciation for defense.
That's bad offense.
He wishes he had a defense in the Rose Bowl, doesn't he?
I did, yeah. It wouldn't have been
34-0. He doesn't like defense right now. Maybe that's why we didn't show our defense.
We gave up 34 points.
Coming up next, the conversation about this great athlete, and then we'll get to Joe Cronin next on The Fan. God, I got so much NFL draft stuff I wanted to get to today. But we had to have one final moment, one shining moment.
All right, we've shined our moment. Let's move on. God.
Dirt on the...
Will you remember that game in 5 years?
Yeah, probably. No, you won't.
I think for the uniqueness of that...
You asked me about Florida-Houston. I'll go, the game they didn't get the shot off? Yeah, I remember that.
Who'd Virginia beat in the title game 5 years ago?
Who did Virginia beat in the title game 5 years
ago? We'll remember it in 5 years. Who'd Virginia beat? They lost as a one seed the year before, remember? And then went on the redemption tour.
Tennessee.
They even beat Oregon on the way there to winning a national title.
Yeah.
They did.
Who'd they beat?
They beat the Auburn.
No, they did not.
They beat Auburn in a game, though, I think, in that tournament.
I'm sure they did. Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to remember
Michigan
that game
State.
In 5 years. Yeah, it was totally not Michigan State.
Yeah, okay.
No. Definitely not them.
North Carolina.
You will literally never guess this. This is why this is hilarious to me. You will not remember this game in 5 years.
But that wasn't a memorable game.
This wasn't either. It was ugly.
Yeah, it was ugly. It's a memorable ending.
It's not Villanova, North Carolina.
It's the opposite of
it's
it.
It's the opposite.
It's like the, yeah.
It's the outlier.
This game went to overtime.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Overtime national championship
game. You don't
remember
that?
No, I don't.
It's how many national championship games have gone to overtime in the history of college basketball? That's a memorable game, is it not? 5 years ago, who did Virginia beat?
I'm willing to look stupid here. You are a college basketball
You're proclaiming
guy, so
this is a... I mean, come on.
It makes
what do we
you
got?
Look more embarrassing yeah. than
five,
me.
Don't look it up. 5 years ago.
I don't even like one take, shining moment.
You haven't even taken a guess. Take a flyer. Take a shot. You're never going to get it. That's why I know this is hilarious.
Villanova.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Villanova beat North Carolina.
Who is it? Just tell us.
Villanova clearly. Beat Michigan, by the way, the
he
year
can't
before.
Even spit out a guess.
He can't even spit out a guess, that's Riggins.
I'm trying to think.
You're not going to think of it if you haven't thought of it. Who is it?
You're not going to get it.
Who is it?
They beat Texas Tech in the national championship game in overtime. Overtime.
Chris yeah. Beard. Yep.
That I'm counting back since 1997, there have been three national championship games that have gone to overtime. That is one of three.
Mm. What was the final score? What do you have the final score?
85-77 in overtime.
Okay, so they pulled away.
Remember, there was an out-of-bounds play that then everybody debated because it went off a finger, but it wasn't off a finger. And is this really the purpose of replay? Is this what we...
that play.
I remember a Doug Gottlieb take the next day.
Oh, I remember that.
But like, this isn't what we brought replay along for, and that was the whole take, and it took forever.
Can I help you out then?
Sure.
By the way, we got pimento cheese on ESPN. Now I'm kind of seeing what it's going to look like.
Oh, I'm bringing you a pimento cheese. It arrives tomorrow.
I'll give you a break from this college hoop stuff.
Thank you. I just wanted to prove a point. That's all I wanted to do. We can move on now.
The point has been proven.
Thank you.
Okay.
We don't care.
Well, we care today.
We would have cared if Duke won.
We care today. Tomorrow we
would have
cared
if Cooper Flagg won a title and Duke won, which they would have blown Florida out last night.
Oh.
Yes. We would have cared.
Okay.
It would have been a big deal.
I thought this was a really cool moment. This doesn't happen much when you watch ESPN, especially nowadays. But ESPN yesterday gave a lot of praise, probably more than we did, to Alexander Ovechkin breaking the record of Wayne Gretzky.
It's a big deal in sports.
It is a big deal in sports. Yeah. And I thought this was a really good take on Alexander Ovechkin by PK Subban.
But what I'm saying, LeBron's great, but he ain't Kobe, he ain't Jordan for me. So what I'm saying is, it's not about size. You want to talk about 6'9"? I'm talking about the
Jordan's fine. You can't say Kobe. You can't say Kobe.
Yeah, I did. I put Kobe ahead of him. Kobe's ahead of LeBron.
I've heard you say this. You base everything on mentality. Oh, they were at the end of the day. A black mamba gets his credit because it's the only snake that will attack you without provocation. But it's not as dangerous as a taipan. It's not as dangerous as a common brown. So what are we talking about here? John Wick kills a lot of people, but so did James Bond. So what are we doing if the job gets done?
That was a segment on Alexander Ovechkin.
I mean, how do you not tie LeBron James and Alexander Ovechkin? They're so connected in their career.
Hockey analyst PK Subban.
Yes, difficult to wait.
That was a segment.
Somehow debating.
That was supposed to be about Alexander Ovechkin
LeBron
and promoting
James.
Hockey. Yeah. That somehow.
Which, by the way, is an ESPN property. That's an ESPN property that was on the game.
LeBron versus Kobe versus Jordan. Became their conversation.
Yeah, I mean, when you can debate Ovechkin breaking Gretzky's all-time goal record, a record we thought would never be broken, it's you have to debate LeBron's greatness in that question.
People hate LeBron because of that, but LeBron's not dictating
LeBron
that
doesn't
conversation.
Have anything to
do nothing
with that.
To do with
He's
that.
He's probably like, why are they debating me again?
Wait, yeah. What? Ovechkin?
Didn't they do that last hour?
Ovechkin, huh? Who's the greatest? Who's your Mount Rushmore of greatest players?
Even the hockey guy doesn't want to talk about hockey there.
No, that's
what's going on?
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Who's had a
it.
Better career, Alexander Ovechkin or LeBron James?
I mean, I would say LeBron James probably, but that's a really dumb stupid
Who is the
take.
Better young phenom, Alexander Ovechkin or LeBron James?
Who's really the chosen one? Will the real chosen one please stand up? Congrats, Ovechkin.
Boy, they're going to be devastated when he actually retires.
What the hell are they going to debate?
I don't know what they're going
to
debate,
What's
going
to be
man?
Left to debate?
I don't know.
They're out of topics
That's
at
probably
that point.
When Stephen A. runs for president.
That's when he gets into politics.
I'm done doing sports now, obviously.
This is, I can't punch LeBron in the face anymore, so I got to go into some other topic.
We have a loaded second hour, and we're going to kick it off with the news that broke right after our show. The Trailblazers extended Joe Cronin. Yay or nay? Hour number two, we'll start there. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.